Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
You fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
I could go on for 5-6 minutes recapping this case. And I have to give you some information, but you know a fair amount. We're going to talk about what Susie led the news with, this John Sawchuk. And in court right now, second-degree attempted murder, first-degree assault, stalking and harassment, shot his neighbor who he's been stalking and harassing for over a year. The individual, Davis Maturi, was shot once in the neck. Bullet reportedly fractured his spine and broke his ribs. Maturi has been trying to get help for a long, long time. Maturi, in one of the emails, wrote that Sawchuk pointed a fire at him on October 17th and threatened to kill him. Maybe the 30th time he had called 911, numerous other calls to police, and the police saying that they've been trying to arrest Sawchuk since April. Now, this was magnified when Sawchuk shoots him, as I said, on Wednesday. And more pressure came up from citizens, city council. And then very early Monday, after negotiating with Sawchuk, they stormed the house with heavy equipment, and they arrested him. Sawchuk has been subject of 13 harassment restraining orders since 07. He's faced other charges years before and was deemed mentally incompetent. So this one, I think for a lot of us, is someone who respects police greatly. I don't understand why this didn't happen sooner. I really don't. I don't understand why the Maturi family had to face what they did. I get the police saying mentally unstable, guns, and they kept saying to Maturi, as we're about to bring Blair Anderson in the conversation, well, we keep monitoring the situation, but he never leaves the house. That seems implausible to me also. Let's bring in my friend Blair Anderson, former outstanding police chief of the city of St. Cloud, and an excellent guest. You know this story well, Blair. You checked it out. You've been paying attention. I gave some of the information. What is just your overall reaction to how this played out?
Well, Chad, thanks again, my friend, for having me on. Can you hear me okay?
Absolutely,
Blair. All right. Okay, good. you know, by and large, I think that Chief O'Hare has been doing a great job. I don't understand why he made the comments that he made when he said that the victim precipitated some of the violence against him, which he had to retract and backtrack on. I don't understand that. I think this it lends itself to a bigger issue, Chad, which is that, you know, there are just some people in our society who should not be in possession of firearms, but because of the way the laws are set, and unless they've changed since I've retired, if somebody applies for a permit to purchase, not even carry, but to purchase a weapon, we have to grant that purchase request within 7 days. And if we don't, we as a law enforcement agency get taken to court. Some of the things that can preclude somebody, obviously, from possessing a weapon or purchasing a weapon is mental illness. But it's a hard road to hoe. And this is one of those cases where that person clearly should not have been in possession of a firearm. And I don't know why, Chad. I need an easier question.
Yeah.
Why it took that long for Minneapolis to respond to that man before he got shot.
Well,
I don't know.
Again, I have respect for what O'Hara has done so far also. And many times during these cases, too, which have been complicated and complex, he's made himself available. He has a little bit in this case. I wish it was more. Let's go back to a little bit more of what O'Hara said Friday. Again, Maturi was shot Wednesday. Said officers have been working to arrest him, again, as I said earlier, since April. No Minneapolis police officer had any in-person contact. At the time, he dismissed the option of carrying out a high-risk warrant based on these factors. The likelihood of an armed violent confrontation where we may have to use deadly force with the suspect. But Blair, in the end, on Monday, very early Monday, they did use heavy force to go in into the home and arrest Sawchuk. Now, they had more people there. They were negotiating. But again, if you're Maturi and you're sympathetic or you're just an observer, even someone who's felt like so far Brian O'Hara has done a very good job, you're saying, since April, you've been getting all this information. You know this guy's history. You're telling me there was no other way to deal with this guy? April wasn't yesterday, Blair. It's November on Friday.
Agreed. And this is where I come back down to sometimes the MPD just can't get out of their own way. And I feel bad, and I should have led with this, Chad. I am glad that that man is doing well. He's been shot in the neck, but he is going to live. He is going to survive, but he will be traumatized for the rest of his life. I saw the video. It is disturbing. And, yeah, what are you supposed to do? What else can a citizen do except reach out to their respective law enforcement agencies and go, I'm having a problem with this person right here? To your point, since April, okay, that's month four. It's November. That's month 11. So for 8 months, 7 months, he got nothing in the way of a response from his police department. And that's unacceptable, Chad. That's unacceptable. Even if it's just an inquiry or whatever, something more, I think, could have been done. And I hate to second guess and Monday morning quarterback agencies that I have no experience with and that I did not command. But my goodness, 8 months, this guy has been calling and basically it seems like begging the Minneapolis police to do something about this guy. And nothing was done until he was shot. That's unacceptable, Chad. I'm sorry. It just is. Just, it pisses me off is what it does. Pisses me off because people call, we respond. And I'm sorry, it's hard for me to believe that for 8 months there wasn't anything actionable that the Minneapolis police couldn't have done. And I hate to criticize them because I know lots of Minneapolis police officers. They're fantastic people. They're wonderful cops. But what in the what? For 8 months, it takes until this guy gets shot in the neck before anything actionable happens. That's just not acceptable, Chad. It's not.
This is a man who's devoted his life to law enforcement. This is Blair Anderson, former St. Cloud police chief. And most of the time he comes on this show, and he's on this show on a regular basis, and he's a phenomenal guest. And he is praising the police. And as he said at the start of the interview, he has been very complimentary to Brian O'Hara. But in talking about this case involving the Maturis and how they were constantly harassed by Sawchuk, again, just to add a little more, the Maturis reported police at least 30-some 911 calls. How about 19 incidents of vandalism, property destruction, theft, harassment, hate speech, other verbal threats, threats of assault? Caroline, the wife, returns home one day. He's harassing her and shining a strobe light on her the entire time. And Blair, to me, it seems like, and we all wish this wouldn't happen, that Mr. Maturi wasn't shot. But if he wasn't shot, Blair, nothing would have happened by now.
Agreed. And that's the most egregious part about this, Chad, right? Nothing would have happened. And so as a citizen, what do you say? What else am I supposed to do? I'm calling, I'm asking, I'm begging for you guys to help me with this situation. And that is where we are supposed to step in and intervene as public safety professionals and make that stop. And it didn't. It didn't happen. And I am particularly disturbed. Like I said, the Chief O'Hara has been doing a great job, but I'm particularly disturbed that, for lack of a better phrase, he blamed the victim on this one and then had to backtrack. So that tells me that he's not getting all of the information that he needs before he goes out and makes a statement. And so that takes me back to, what in the hell is going on at MPD where those folks that he has charged with being his deputy chiefs, assistant chiefs, commanders, whatever, that information is not getting to him before he goes out and says that, well, the victim precipitated some of this? No. And even if that's the truth, that's not something that you say. I'm sorry. Unless you have all of the facts, you don't say that, because he had to backtrack. And he did, and that's great, but that doesn't change the fact that that man was shot in the neck while he was grooming his trees or whatever he was doing in his yard.
Yeah.
And that's an abomination, Chad, and that is the reason why we've gone from, you know, after 9/11, we could do no wrong as public safety professionals to where we are now.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some from my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Well, it seems like, Blair, in this case, we are fractions of inches, fractions of Mr. Matura being dead at this point, Ron.
Yep.
Getting in the shot. Again, 13 harassment restraining orders on Sawchuk since 07. So let me attempt to take the police's side in this, and then you know this 1,000,000% better than me. MPD might say we are limited in our numbers. We know about mental illness concerns. We know about the harassment. We know about weaponry. We know about the pressure and scrutiny on us every single day. And we are trying to use time as an ally. Is that valid in any way?
No. And here's why. When you have that many calls and that many concerns from the same citizen in the same situation from the same quote-unquote assailant, which it turned out that he wound up being an assailant, that should get your attention, Chad. You know what I mean? So think about it this way, if you're the average citizen. How many calls have you had to your home, and you don't have to answer, it's rhetorical, as a citizen for something like this? Probably none. Most of us can say that. But when you've got somebody who has made multiple calls, 10, 15, 20, 30, I'm sorry, Chad, that's what we call in the business a clue. Somebody needed to intervene. And, yeah, I said at the outset that I don't like the Monday morning quarterback, but when you have that many calls from the same person for the same thing, somebody should intervene. Even if you don't believe that that's what's really happening, you need to intervene so that you can ascertain what actually is happening. And it appears that that didn't happen. Now, I don't know that that's correct, but it appears that that didn't happen until this man was shot in the neck. And that's just, Chad, that's unacceptable.
MPD is conducting an investigation on this. I don't know how long it's going to take. We don't know all the details. They'll find. So facts and information matters, and I hope this is thorough, and I hope they're willing to look in the mirror at themselves. When it finishes, and again, we do not know all the facts that will come forward, what do you think Brian O'Hara needs to say on this matter?
I think that what he needs to say, and he's already said it, they screwed up. He said that because he backtracked on his comments. But more importantly, what needs to happen behind the scenes is he needs to have a meeting with his senior command staff and go, why didn't I have this information before I made this statement? It's a big city. It's a big police department. I get all of that. And I've never commanded a police department that big. But, you know, I'm not a fool. And so I can tell you this. If that happened under my command, some people would be getting blowtorched because I need that information before I step in front of the microphone bank. so that I can at least be accurate. So that's the best answer I have for you, Chad, is that he needs, and I'm sure he is, because by all accounts, he's been doing a great job. And I'm sure that he's had that meeting or two or three with his command staff going, how come I didn't know this before now?
Yeah. I also want to know how involved he was in the months while this was going. And I get it's a huge city. And I agree with you. From everything I've heard from officers who are working with him now or former officers who know the situation well, almost everybody has praised Brian O'Hara. The limited I know, I've praised Brian O'Hara. But I'm also curious, you know, was he kept abreast of this at all during the months, or is the city so big he wasn't even in the loop at all?
And that's what I'm getting at, Chad. No matter how big the city is, there needs to be somebody there who can pull him aside and tug his collar and go, okay, here's what the public doesn't know about this, and so let me fill you in before you go out in front of the microphone bank and make some statements. And it does not appear that that is happening. And that is the shameful part. And that is, you know, my wife, whom you've met, is a long time. She's born and raised in Minneapolis. She loves her Minneapolis, and she loves Chief O'Hara, and she's the one who brought me around. I say all that to say this. When you are in command of a department that size in a major metropolitan city in America, which Minneapolis is, you got to have some people that can pull you aside and go, I know this is what is going out in the media, but here's the real. And it does not appear, and it doesn't mean I'm right, but it doesn't appear that that's the case with this one. And it's just tragic. It's shameful. And they have to do better. They just do.
Yeah, they absolutely do. I'm glad that you were on the golf course earlier. Hope you enjoyed it. Thank you so much for your great insight. Always appreciate that. And our friendship. Enjoy the day, Blair.
Thank you, my friend. Take good care.
Keep the text coming. I also want to get to Jacob Fry and what he had to say about politics. And really, come on, your surprise? In this case, I think it's city council. And significantly more often, I'll agree with Fry compared to the city council. But the city council was right to get involved. Let's deal with that side of the story when we come back.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some from my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly! Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
For the past 3 seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a 4th season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.